Blue Steel's personality is, I call him a, well, he's amazing. He is a, has an ego, can be a shithead. He knows that he's pretty much the man, and he knows that everybody likes to take pictures of him, and he definitely plays into that. But when it comes to getting through a storm in lead, he, like, that's his favorite thing to do. He plows into the wind, and he's run most Iditarods in single lead, and it's actually really fun to watch him really shine when the wind is 40 miles an hour and it's 20 below, and that's like his favorite thing to do. Yep, Blue Steel's litter was the rope litter, and so he and his siblings are named after different types of rope that we use for fishing and whatnot. Blue Steel is actually what I use on my gang line as well, and we use that in our fishing lines. His siblings are Manilix, which is a brown type of rope, and Kevlar. Kevlar is in the team too, and so yeah, that's his litter mates, and it just so happens, kind of coincidentally, that Blue Steel, a lot of people think he was named after the movie Zoolander. Of course, there's the model look Blue Steel, and he's, even though that's not what he was named after, he's really lived up to that too, because I always say he's full-time model, part-time sled dog. Yeah, Blue Steel's bloodline comes from, you know, it was a breeding that my partner Tim Osmar and I did, really the first breeding that we did together. His both his parents are Tim Osmar's bloodlines. His dad's name was Eagle, and he goes back to a dog named Sun Bear. And actually, I screwed that up. His mom's name was Raven, who goes back to a dog named Sun Bear, and his dad's name was Eagle, whose dad was a scout, a dog of Tim's as well. He was half siblings to Lance Mackey Zorro, and out of a excellent dog named Doc Holliday. And those bloodlines go back to Shear, basis of a lot of great sled dogs.